Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. In ministry to children, it is so important to follow God's plan, not our plan, of how God wants us to tell and minister to future generations so they will know Him, love Him, and serve Him, but ultimately, how they can set their hope, their personal faith, their personal trust in Him. I want to share with you today how God used a specific passage of Scripture in my own life that greatly encouraged me in a way that I'll never forget. Psalm 78, the whole psalm, has been like an anchor in my life and ministry that I believe unveils God's ordained plan for telling future generations so they will, by faith and all by God's grace, set their hope in Him. It was the last day of summer ministry, and it was several years ago, but our Child Evangelism Fellowship Christian Youth in Action Summer Missionaries have been traveling the state all summer long, teaching five-day clubs and pouring themselves out, ministering to children, and reaching literally thousands of children with the gospel. Before going into the office that morning to help send out the summer missionaries for their last day of clubs, I sat down to read my Bible, which is what you're supposed to do to have a quiet time in the morning. But I was tired, and I was worn out. And then I found my mind and my heart begin to race. And then I found myself begin to even doubt and question, was it really worth it all? Did we even make a difference this summer? I turned to Psalm 78, which happened to be my reading for the day. And then I found my interest began to perk. And then my excitement began to grow and even build. Because contained within Psalm 78, God was unfolding His plan, His heart's desire for teaching future generations, which is what our ministry is all about. And then I found myself as I began reading and going back and reading again what I read, I can't believe it's been here all along. I thought, you know, this is God's plan for telling future generations. This isn't CF's plan. This is God's plan about how future generations, how God longs for them to know and to hear about Him. And so today I just wanted to share with you what God showed me from His Word that day. Now, Psalm 78 is called a wisdom psalm or a psalm of instruction, and actually the first few verses reads more like from the book of Proverbs than a psalm of praise. But beginning in verse 4, it says, "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done." Now, the Bible is a big book. I mean, where do you even begin teaching children about God? Do you start with creation, or do you jump to the New Testament and talk about Jesus? Or do you start with having them just memorize Bible verses like John 3:16 or Genesis 1:1? You know, God says here in Psalm 78 that the first step in His plan in telling future generations is to tell them who God is. I believe this doesn't mean we just tell children just simple truths or statements like God is the creator, God is love, God is just, God is holy, and those are all perfect and good. But specifically, we need to describe to the children who our God is, why we should praise Him. He's our Lord and our Savior, focusing and telling them about His power, His strength, the wonderful things that He has done, not just way back then in the Bible times, but in our own lives today. You see, God doesn't want children to just know facts about Him. That's just head knowledge. God wants the future generations to know Him personally and to know Him intimately. See, God doesn't want us to boast about what we just know about Him, but He wants us to delight in that we know Him. You know, it has been said that this generation of all the generations growing up in America are the most biblically illiterate generation that there ever has been. And I don't think that's just because they don't read their Bibles. And we find that many of the children in our Bible clubs, they don't even have a Bible. But I believe that the problem begins because we ourselves, the adults, that we have lost sight of who our God is. We have lost sight of the true and living God, the God of the Bible. And that's one of the reasons why the children are getting so confused, because they're not hearing a clear message of who God is. In fact, some children, even in our country, may even be asking, which God are you talking about? Now, that may sound like a long day coming statement here in the United States, but just know that even right now, several countries around the world, and even here in America, that children of elementary ages are being taught courses in world religions or facets of world religions. There's even some schools that display statements of various beliefs of world religions, and they hang them on posters in prominent public school walls for the children to see. They make it seem like choosing a religion is like choosing your favorite food at your restaurant smorgasbord. It's like they are saying to the children, you decide what you believe. You take what you want and just leave the rest behind. So there is confusion among the children, but there is also a huge biblical knowledge gap. One of the other ministries that Child Evangelism Fellowship does during the summer months is Fair Ministries. It's an amazing ministry where we have hundreds, if not thousands, of children that come through our CEF booth, and we share with them a one-on-one gospel presentation, when oftentimes we do that by painting the five colors of the wordless book. It's a very powerful ministry, and it's an opportunity to talk to the children and to check with them their understanding about the Bible and the understanding about the gospel message. And it almost never fails that when you start talking about the gold color and you paint that little design on their face, whatever you're painting, and then you ask them, now, who lives in heaven? And the children, almost 100%, will say, well, God lives in heaven. And then we go on, because it's a conversation that we're having with the child. We say, well, tell us something else that you know about God. And that's where the downhill slide begins of their knowledge of God. Now, before we start shaking our heads at the state of this current generation's lack of knowing who God is, we need to ask ourselves first a question to ourselves. Do we know our God? Are we growing daily in our personal relationship with Him? How can we teach what we do not personally know? And how can we teach not just we knew about God on the fumes of yesterday's knowledge of God and knowing Him, but what are we growing and knowing about our God today? You see, this next generation of children desperately needs to know who God is, but they need you and I to tell them. We need ourselves to see who God is, the God of the Bible, the only true God, and declare to the children, clearly pointing the way and saying, this is who God is. The second step in God's plan of telling future generations is to teach them so they will know God's commands. Verse 5, the very next verse, says, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Children need to know that God has given to us his word, the Bible, so they would know first who God is and how then they can be in a right relationship with him. Did you ever think that the scriptures, God's word, is actually God's own testimony? It's a testimony. God's word is a testimony of who he is. God's word is a testimony of his work in the world. And God's testimony is describing the work that he is doing and that he longs to do in our own lives. God's word is without error, and the children, they need to know that God's word is completely trustworthy. It's without error in every word and without error from cover to cover. God's word is authoritative for every area of our life. It's God's word and not man's word. And God's word can be trusted because God's word never changes. In a recent creation evolution debate with Ken Ham, who is the president of Answers in Genesis Ministries, and Bill Nye, who's called the Science Guy, a popular host for a children's science program, Ken Ham, whenever he was asked by Bill about his supposedly archaic beliefs in God and his creationist point of view, he responded by saying, Bill, there is a book. Now, children need to know that God has given to us a book. It's his word. But children also need to know that within God's book, God has given to us his commands, his laws, to show us how to be in a right relationship with him. Children, they need to know that there is a right. They need to know that there is a wrong, that God is holy and man is not, and man is utterly sinful and sin-filled, and that means them too. Children have sinned too. But the purpose of the law in the Old Testament was never to make us holy, but rather to show us what sin is. And then in seeing our sin, we would see our need for Christ. And that's what children need to know. Yes, we need to teach them God's commands, not just so they'll just have law and law and law and do this and do that, but so that children, they will understand what sin is, so that they will see that they have sin. They will see their own sin, and by the Holy Spirit working in their hearts and their lives and convicting them and leading them to repentance, they can see their need for faith in the Savior. They say that just as a diamond's radiance with all of its facets and beauty is best seen behind a deep black velvet cloth, so our sin is seen best when we see our sin compared to the holiness of God and his holy standard of righteousness in all of his glory. We must be careful, though, to not just preach legalism, a set of laws to our children, but we need to camp on God's grace and then show to the children God's offer of forgiveness of their sin through faith in his Son, through his shed blood given for their sin. We need to clearly explain to the children that it is impossible to be made right with God by keeping his law, because no matter how hard we might try, we just can't. Romans 3:23 is a verse that we all know, and as communicators, of God's word and teachers of this future generations, we need to say it boldly and unashamedly along with our children that all have sinned. We have to admit to them and be transparent with them as parents and as educators that we can't keep God's laws any more than they can. And that is why we all need Christ. And that's just the bottom line. The third step in God's plan of telling future generations is for them to know their God personally. Verse 6 and 7 describes it like this of Psalm 78, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God. Leading children to a personal hope and trust in God is the whole point of teaching children, and it's what reaching and teaching future generations is all about. In Psalm 78, God's heart and his purpose for telling future generations about him is unveiled, not just for one generation or for two, but for all generations and for all the generations who are yet to come. God doesn't want just children to just know facts about him. That's head knowledge. God doesn't want children just to know and keep his commands. That is legalism, emphasizing law over faith and law over grace. What God wants is for us to tell future generations so they will know who he is, know his commands, that will ultimately lead them to knowing God personally. God desires for all future generations to place their personal hope, their personal faith, and their personal trust in him as their God, their Savior, and their Lord. And that is salvation. That salvation in the Old Testament and that salvation in the New Testament, it's all by faith, all because of God's grace, and all of Scripture. And this is what God wants for you and I to follow his plan in telling future generations about him. I'll never forget that morning when God came alongside me and encouraged me with his word in Psalm 78. I couldn't wait to get to the office that day to share his word with the summer missionary team and just to encourage them that what they had been doing all summer long and giving of their blood, their sweat, and their tears and sharing the gospel with children was right in line with God's plan all along and telling future generations. You know, years ago, I received a phone call from my sister who wanted to tell me that she believed that her son was ready to receive Christ. But she had questions, you know, what do I do? What do I say? Where do I begin? I talked to her for a while, but I kept emphasizing to her from Psalm 78, we just need to start by telling them who God is and then go from there, explaining sin, explaining the problem, and then helping him to understand who Jesus is and why Jesus came. It wasn't too long after that I received another phone call from my sister, and she was so excited because her son, my nephew, had just became a believer in Jesus Christ. He had trusted in Christ as a Savior. You know, following God's plan for telling future generations works, and telling future generations they will know who God is, know his commands, and ultimately that will lead them to a personal faith, a personal hope in him, will make a difference, an eternal difference, both now and for future generations. Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week as we continue to look at Psalm 78 that unveils God's grand and glorious yet simple plan for telling future generations. Why? So the generation to come would set their hope in him.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.